Come a riding in a carriage, this little Englishman. Come a riding in a carriage, this little Englishman.
You should have seen him. Top hat, fancy cane, striped pants.
Come a riding right out here on this prairie, right out here on this timberland, right out here, right out here.
What do you want, little Mr. Englishman?
What do you want with this prairie land?
What you doing here?
What you doing with your top hat and your fancy cane?
What you doing here, you and your missus?
What you doing, you and your kids?
What you doing here?
Them kids, you should have seen them. Biggest one, maybe 14. Littlest the babe. Genuine suits. White shirts. Big bow ties. Hats like their paws.
You should have seen them. Should have seen them. Should have seen them, them five boys.
And their ma.
Oh, their ma. First real lady I really saw.
Sitting up straight. Sitting like a queen. Silk dress. Bonnet on her head.
Sitting there beside her man. Sitting right there beside her man.
What you doing here, little Englishman?
I'm looking for land, says he.
You crazy, Mr. Englishman? You crazy or something? This land ain't no place for the likes of you. I'd go back where I come from if I was you.
Go back where you come from. Back where you came from if I was you.
I will build a house, says he. Right out here on this prairie. Right out here on this timberland. I will build a house, says he.
Who is it for, mister, this house you're building? Who's it for?
For her, says he. For Debbie, says he.
And thee, says Debbie, for thee and me.
Smiling at him, tender as ever I see.
The house is for George and the boys and me. The house is for George and the boys and me.
Smiling at him, tender as I ever see.
Oh, Lord, she was a lady, that Debbie.
Ain't no place for you, ma'am, this prairie, this timberland.
We got us a hard life.
We got pain and we got death.
We've got floods and we've got droughts.
We got tornadoes. We got blizzards.
You got prairie fires to burn your house.
We got wolves. Oops. We got rattlesnakes.
Oh, Lordy, lady. What ain't we got?
We ain't got money.
We ain't got books, except the good book, maybe. I guess we've got that.
And neighbors, lady, are miles away. What neighbors there are is miles away. Oh, lady. Lady, they're miles away.
You are rich, says Debbie. You have a prairie, the grassy sea. You have the rivers and the red haw tree, and purple plums and the wild pink rose, and scarlet hills where the sumac grows, and meadow larks, hickory nuts, and evening mist and morning sky. And you have neighbors, and so shall I. And you have neighbors, and so shall I.
We got dirt, lady.
We ain't clean.
We got bed bugs, lady.
Have you tried kerosene, says Debbie.
Oh, Lord, she was a lady.
Take her back, George. Take her back, you fool Englishman.
She won't go, says George. She's stubborn, my Debbie.
Debbie smiles, tender as ever I see.
As stubborn as thee. As stubborn as thee, says Debbie.
We'll stay right here, says George. We'll stay right here on this prairie. We'll stay right here on this timberland. I'll build a house with my own timber, says George.
You got an axe you can lift, mister?
You got a saw?
This timber's virgin, mister. Pardon me, ma'am.
This timber's virgin. Ain't been cut.
Trees wider than you is tall, mister.
Too tall and too fur for you to cut. Too tall for a squirt like you to cut.
I have sons, says George.
Oh, Lord, you should have seen them kids.
Genuine suits.
White shirts.
Big bow ties.
Hats like their pa.
And I guess A million dreams, maybe. A light in their eyes. You should have seen them.
Oh, Lord, what you doing here, mister?
I will plant a field, says George. Wheat, barley, corn, oats. I will plant a field, says George.
Mister, this land's prairie.
Ain't never been plowed, mister.
This land's grass, roots clean to China.
This land's hazelbrush, basswood, oak roots.
To China and back.
Think a squirt like you.
Go grubbing them roots? Go grubbing them roots to China and back?
I have sons, says George.
Oh, Lord, you crazy, Mr. Englishman. You crazy or something?
Go back where you come from. That's what I do. Go back where you come from, if I was you. Back where you come from, if I was you.
Well, we thought they'd gone. Thought we scared them off. Thought they'd gone back to Lee, Ashton-under-Lyne, London, Buckingham Palace. Missed them, sorta. Thought we'd never see them again. Did, though.
Glad to see them, sorta. Even them boys. Morning, George.
Good morning, friend.
Had cows, horses, plow, you name it.
Had three wagon loads of furniture. Bought it from England on the Idaho, they says.
Three wagon loads.
Lord, mister, how big a house you aiming to build?
Big as I need, says George.
Well, that little Englishman didn't know beans about building a house.
About breaking prairie.
About grubbing roots.
About plowing.
Disking.
Harrowing.
Planting.
That little Englishman didn't know beans. That little Englishman didn't know beans.
Brung all the wrong tools, listened to the wrong people, got took.
For a while, that is. Yep, he got took. For a while, that is.
He never let on, and he never took back.
That darn Englishman was an honest man. He was an honest man.
Lord, he was honest. Why, one time he hitched up Frank and Polly to the carriage, and him and Debbie driv 15 miles all because some fool over Adele give him too much change. 10 cents, maybe. Lord, he was honest.
Still, he got took.
For a while, that is.
But let me tell you, it wa'n't for long. No siree, Bob, it wa'n't for long. Because there wa'n't no flies on George. And whatever George said he'd do, he done.
He said.
I'll build that house.
He said.
I'll grub those roots.
He said.
I'll plow that field.
And he said.
I'll sow that wheat.
And he done it. George done it. That spunky little Englishman wouldn't be beat. No, that spunky little Englishman wouldn't be beat.
Seen him every Sunday, riding in his carriage.
Going to meeting with his missus and his boys.
Riding to meeting across the prairie.
Riding to meeting with his missus and his boys.
And them boys.
Genuine suits.
White shirts.
Big bow ties.
Hats like their pa. A riding to meeting with their pa and their ma.
Ride to meeting with their pa and their ma.
And their ma, she was a lady, that Debbie.
Sitting there beside her man, sitting up straight, sitting like a queen.
Smiling at him, tender as I ever seen.
Sitting right there beside her man.
Morning, George.
Good morning, friend.
Morning, lady.
A good morning to thee.
Morning, Harry. Morning, Ernest. Morning, Teddy. Morning, Charles. Morning, Alfred. Morning, Josiah.
Yep, I said Josiah. There were six of them by then. You should have seen them.
You should have seen them, them six fine boys. Riding out here on the prairie, riding out here in this timberland, riding out here, riding out here, right out here on this timberland.